Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parents are pulling double duty as care providers and homeschoolers. Man, I feel bad for all the parents out there right now.
I mean, yeah, really, to be honest, but I wouldn't want to be them, right? Especially, I'm just not ready. I just know, me personally, I'm not ready.
I mean, I probably should have kids at this point, but there's a reason why I didn't.
You know, Shira, that's a whole other show. That's a whole other show.
And actually, let's give some data. Research from the American Psychological Association showed that in April and May, parents with children at home under 18 were markedly more stressed than non-parents. So how can parents be supported right now and deal with their mental health? Well, back with us is our favorites, Dr. Jim and Dr. Liz Dexter-Mazza, psychologists, husband and wife. They have kids together. They do it all, and they have a great curriculum, dbtinschools.com. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be back.
So I guess you're living it. I mean, how are you doing it right now? What's going on?
So we've been living this now since March, like everybody else, with our three kids at home, school from home, Jim's teaching at the university from home, I'm working and training from home, seeing patients from home. And so it is stressful, and it's real and valid for all parents out there when they're feeling overwhelmed that it's not something wrong with them. This is a collective trauma, and everybody's having this elevated baseline of stressors that it's important to, one, just validate yourself that it's not just me. There's not something wrong with me. This is what everybody's struggling with right now, no matter where you are in the resource abilities on these things.
I also think that the routines that we used to have to do to kind of keep us energized and to re-energize our batteries, we've kind of been able, they've been shut out from us, right? So the gyms have been closed. The outside air, if you're on the West Coast, is it's hard to do athletics in. The kids asking you for their time for a certain instruction when you're kind of in your home office trying to work from home, that also takes time. So it doesn't feel efficient to some of the parents at home in their professional life. And it feels like there's more tasks to do in the parenting life. And so I think that's the double combination that's coming on to our parents that's impacting their mental health.
Well, yeah, for sure, because I do think there's this unrealistic kind of standards of how you should be parenting right now. Like, you have to be this great grade A parent. And I was wondering, how much does that kind of really play into the stress of trying to be a good parent? And shouldn't they be kind of giving themselves some grace and space, because right now is so unprecedented?
Absolutely. Validating yourself and giving yourself grace and kindness and compassion is absolutely one of the most important things that parents have to do right now, because some people may be out there saying that they've got it all together, they're doing it all. That's a small minority of people. Like, even people we know who have resources, who are stay-at-home parents, able to kind of be on top of their kids, they're still trying to, many of them are struggling with, what's my purpose? What do I do? All I do is take care of the kids. I do nothing for myself. So everybody's struggling at their own level, and to not minimize your struggles over to somebody else's that has bigger struggles, because we're all having it. So I think you're absolutely right that we have to give ourselves grace and compassion first and start thinking about creative ways to get some resources. Like, our parenting live stream is one of the ways we've been trying to provide that for parents at all levels and whatever resources they have, to get some skills and time to focus on your own mental wellness as a way of helping yourself and helping your kids.
I do like Ryan's point, though, is that I think that some of our parents have gotten stuck in the point of keeping the bar high, just like they were pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, and then they don't achieve it and they're upset with themselves. So it's stressful that they don't achieve it. And the fact is that we all just thought this was going to be temporary, so we kept the bar high, and it's not temporary. We're into our seventh month, and so we didn't lower the bar. And so it doesn't feel like we're accomplishing as much because we put the bar in an unreasonable, unattainable situation based on the reality of the situation.
Again, you're listening to Dr. Jim and Dr. Liz Dexter-Mazza, who are psychologists, and also they do a live stream about parenting and dealing with all of this. And so I guess, like, what are tips to figure that out when it feels like time is not on your side, you're overtired, you're burnt out? Like, what are parents supposed to do?
So one thing I think is that parents can look at doing is, this may sound silly, but a lot of smartphones these days are somewhat waterproof. Take your phone when you're in the shower, right? You're trying to find time. You're in the shower. Put on a podcast. Put on a relaxation thing. Something in that 5 minutes you're in the shower, make that your time, right? Lock the bathroom door for that 5 minutes if you can. Do some quiet time, some reading, something that's reflective for you that's all about you. Even if it's putting on your favorite Netflix show for 10 minutes and it takes you 3 days to watch it. Do something that takes care of you in small 5-10 minute increments if you can't build in larger periods of time.
Oh my God, this is scary, kind of. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, 5 minutes of time a day. Like, and I know I hear this, but with the way you said it, like, really it hit. And I was like, holy crap.
It was like Cher's version of birth control, just automatically was like, no, thank you.
I don't do anything in more than 5 minute increments anymore between paying attention, doing work before I get distracted, because something's pulling me away. So five minutes is what my goal is.
Or, so it's a great idea. I think accumulating some of these positive things that keep us who we are, structuring them and building them in so that we can start to put them back into our emotional piggy bank. So when we do have stressful situations and there's a withdrawal of energy that's needed or emotion that's needed, that we have enough in that piggy bank. And so maybe it is structuring 10 minutes and say, hey kids, I need just 10 minutes. And maybe it's a 5 minute nap and 5 minutes of listening to your favorite song in the shower. I don't know what it is. And so whatever things are that you get enjoyment from, build them in, and you have to build it in structurally. Otherwise it doesn't happen.
And be intentional about it and then reflect on it that you did it.
Yeah. I was about to ask if you cry to each other, but I don't think we're going to go there right now. Thanks again, Dr. Jim and Dr. Liz Dexter-Mazza, for joining us. Appreciate you as always. And check out their social emotional learning curriculum, dbtinschools.com. Now coming up, the Oscars made a move to be more inclusive, but will it be enough? We get into that next in 2 minutes.